This is The Takeaway. I'm Farai Chidea.
And I'm John Hockenberry. War tests soldiers, generals, and nations. The battlefield, it is said, takes the measure of courage and valor. Our military medals and ribbons are all about courage and valor. But there are other tests in wartime that carry no medals. Moral tests. This curious and often barbaric trade-off between some military necessity and raw, animalistic revenge. One such test was first reported 40 years ago today. It began simply enough with two American soldiers having a drink in a bar in Vietnam. Ron Ridenour listened as his friend told him of horrific events on the afternoon of March 16, 1968, in a village called My Lai.
We sat down to have a beer, and after a few minutes he says, hey man, did you hear what we did at Pinkville? Which is what we called My Lai at the time. And I said, no, what'd you do at Pinkville? He said, well, we went in there and we killed all these people, this whole village.
Soldier Ridenour couldn't believe what he'd heard, and he started tracking down other men who'd been at My Lai. A year later, he wrote a letter to President Nixon and other high-ranking government officials and said U.S. troops were responsible for a brutal massacre in the village. Around that same time, a reporter named Seymour Hersh got a tip from an anti-war lawyer. The lawyer said a U.S. Army general named William Calley was being charged with the murder of 109 Vietnamese at My Lai. Hersh spent an entire day racing around Army bases in South Carolina until he finally found Calley.
When he came in to the barracks, I was waiting for him, and I said, are you Calley? I'm Hersh. He said, oh, yeah, my lawyer said you'd look me up as if I found them so easily. This is 12, 13 hours of looking. And then he told me his story and pretended to be very cocky and calm. But at one point, it must have been 4 or 5 in the morning, we were drinking beer, and he went to the bathroom, and he left the door open and had a mirror in it. And I saw he vomited bright red arterial blood, which I knew then he had an ulcer probably as big as a quarter or half dollar. And it was a pose.
Hersh broke the story in the New York Times, and the nation began to look into its heart and soul about the nature of war and what had happened at this place called My Lai. William Calley was court-martialed in 1971. He offered the judge this defense.
The only crime that I have committed is in judgment of my values. Apparently, I valued my troops' lives more than I did that of the enemy.
Calley was found guilty on 22 counts of premeditated murder. Calley's fellow commanding officer, Ernest Medina, was also court-martialed. He offered this defense.
I think the verdict of guilty must be shared by not only the members of the jury as members of the armed forces, but everybody in the United States.
No apology. Instead, collective blame for the rape, murder, and torture at My Lai. Ernest Medina was found not guilty, and William Calley served only 3.5 years under house arrest before being released by a federal judge. 30 years after the massacre, Defense Secretary William Cohen had this to say, March 16, 1998.
I believe by virtue of the training, the discipline, the exercise of leadership on the part of our military leaders, that is very unlikely to occur in the future.
So did we pass the test? Did these soldiers fail it? This moral distinction between combat and murder? 5 years before the war in Iraq, the Secretary of Defense could not have foreseen incidents of murder and torture at Abu Ghraib or Guantanamo Bay or Haditha. Or could he? What was the test 40 years ago at My Lai? What is it today?
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.